Are you popping the champagne on camera?
Well,
that's intense.
We'll have to figure that out. I don't know. I've never done it.
I was bartending a wedding once, and they're like, can you pop the champagne for us? I'm like, oh, why don't you have the bride and groom do it? Because I don't want to do it in front of everybody.
Do you know how? It's like,
I mean, for that, it's just twist the wire, I think. All I just get worried that it's going to shoot off somewhere. Like, look at it. It's going to hit me in the
eye. Well, we can aim it at the TV.
Yeah, there you go.
Here we go. It's already broke.
David
Collins. 30 minutes.
Show with David Collins.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of David Collins' 30-Minute Half-Hour Show. I'm your host, David Collins, and we have another great episode for you today, an episode to celebrate the new year. It's our New Year's Eve episode, although unfortunately I think this is going to come out a day after New Year's. But it's all right, you can celebrate a second time with us. Happy New Year's, everybody. A few things that I wanted to knock out right away. Of course, Matt's with us today, and I wanted to promote Drive Time David Collins. And we're kind of up in the air whether that's going to continue to be on the Blind Mike Project channel or if we're going to continue to do that on our channel. I think it's really up to our decision. I haven't heard anybody pulling the plug. It was just difficult to get a hold of Craig last week. But Drive Time David Collins every Wednesday, 7:30 a.m. Eastern, often on the Blind Mike Project. I also wanted to promote, we did a live stream, an end of year review, and we watched old episodes of and just talked about for 2.5 hours, basically, of things that we did in 2024. Street interviews, going out of state, and doing stand-up and doing the show all around the country. So I encourage people to check out that live stream also. We have a great show planned for you today, a great guest and some great games. But first, before we get into that, everybody's favorite, color of the day. Today's color of the day, some of you might have guessed this, champagne. Champagne is a pale yellow or often flesh-looking color, often used in fashion, interior design, and wedding decor to create a sense of understated opulence. It's New Year's time, and that means a lot of people will be drinking champagne. Every year in the States, people drink over 360 million glasses of champagne and sparkling wine on New Year's Eve. Made up of 247 red, 231 green, and 206 blue, today's color of the day, champagne. One last thing before we start the show here, today's sponsor of the show, and I want to send a special thank you to Matt for getting this all straightened out here. We were able to get Max Motors back on board. Today's sponsor of the show, Max Motors in Manhattan, Kansas.
Brought to you by Max Motors. Don't overpay on your next vehicle. Max Motors on Highway 24 in Manhattan.
Today's guest is Big Papa Kronk, and we're going to get right into world news with David Collins. And when we have a guest on the show, I like to ask them, when you think about world news this week, what are you thinking about?
Boy, caught me off guard.
Well, there's a lot of things going on in the news.
I'm just going to say, actually, just the New Year's itself.
Oh, the New Year's, of course. Well, I have a story about the New Year's here. I think we're going to end with that. Did you hear about the ball? Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
Oh, perfect. Well, we'll get into that story in a little bit. I wanted to start with this Trump and Elon Musk spat. Have you been paying attention to any of this?
Uh-oh.
Well, Elon Musk has been saying all these things online and things like that, and other people have been making jokes, including journalists, saying, oh, it's President Musk.
I have heard that.
It's pretty crazy. Boy, what a political shift, huh? Now the Republicans want an African president. Trump addressed the controversy, though, stating that Elon Musk is not taking the presidency. Somebody else asked him later. They said, were you born yesterday? He said, no, I wasn't born yesterday. Apparently, he's just answering rhetorical questions now. Did you hear about this? What do you think about that? Are you a fan of Elon Musk?
Actually, yeah.
Would you vote for him for president?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a controversial thing right now. In a race between Donald Trump and Elon Musk, who do you think?
Probably Elon.
I might go with Donald Trump just because he's never personally made weapons of war. But that's, I think, the main divide between those two. A lot of fans of both. He won the popular vote this year. Not Elon Musk, but Donald Trump. This is in the news. Did you hear about this? Biden signed a bill officially making the bald eagle the national bird. Did you know that that wasn't actually already our national bird? It was just assumed. There's nothing in writing.
Really?
That's according to Joe Biden there. He signed a bill officially making bald eagle America's bird. A few weeks ago, he went to the Amazon, and then he went to Africa. He came back to sign a bill about national birds. What books are they reading, this guy? Next week, I heard he's going to send a cow over the moon.
In a Tesla?
Well, maybe. Or an X, right? That's where they SpaceX. You know, he's the only CEO that when he retires, he'll have the same title, ex-CEO. You have any opinions on these pardons, Joe Biden?
I don't like it.
Not the presidential pardons, but the amount of time he asks someone to repeat themselves. I don't blame him. Imagine how boring the Christmas dinner is without Hunter. I heard he does this great bit every Thanksgiving where he farts and then he says, oh, the turkey. Hunter Biden.
Bet he can make a snowdrift disappear in his nose.
Right. Oh, winter's coming. Here's another story. Passengers seen praying in Azerbaijan Airlines cabin footage moments. Oh, that's just the headline. Did you see this plane crash in Azerbaijan? And it was caught on film. You saw some of this.
Yeah, the Russians shot it down, didn't they?
And a lot of people were saying the Russians shot it down. Did you hear about this? Do you see this?
No.
Oh, it was an interesting story. 38 dead and 29 survivors. Just pretty. Must have been a light plane crash. I'm not sure. Did you see the explosion, though? It's all on video. Even some people in the plane got it on video. Nice. The crash is currently being investigated. Some were speculating, like Matt here, that the passenger plane was actually shot out of the air by Russian forces. Well, that's a lot of survivors for a plane crash. What did the Russians shoot at them? Balloons? Anyway, you know, they said it was external damage. I don't know what kind of investigators they have there. Obviously, it was external damage. I hope these pilots write a book like that Sully guy. They can also call it Highest Duty.
That's the dude in Hudson River, isn't it?
Right, Hudson River. Sully. He hates geese. The last story that I have here. The iconic New York City Ball will be going into retirement after celebrating and welcoming in 2025. Did you see that? They're going to retire that ball.
Why?
Well, they have a new fancier new one here. A new, more digitally interactive and dynamic ball will be unveiled next year, which is great. You know, I've always wondered what's up next after the ball drop, and I'm really looking forward to watching the commercial as it goes down next year. It's going to be like the ball in Las Vegas. The old ball will be retired to a new immersive history, arts, and culture exhibit on the lower floors.
Huh.
So you can still go see it. Did you watch any of that? Pitbull was introducing the new ball.
No kidding.
They were talking about it, or the old ball, I should say. His mom used to wash windows. It was very... I don't know the connection, but that's what he was talking about in the article. Did you think of any other stories?
Not off the top of my head.
And that was World News with David Collins. Our guest today is a local mover and shaker, entrepreneur, athlete, and stand-up comedian. He's the owner and operator of Kronk Disc Golf and Legacy Ammonia Company. His history in disc golfing includes 38 events over the last 5 years, one of which he won. Besides his disc golf hobby and career, he's also a competitive strongman. To the audio listeners, his shoulders like volleyballs. Our guest today is, of course, also a stand-up comedian, performing at great venues like Chicago's The Comedy Bar in Dubuque, the Jester's Lounge, the Gold Room in Galena, Illinois, the Grape Escape, the Five Flag Center in Dubuque, Iowa, and Jimmy's Pub in East Dubuque. Find him on Instagram, at Big Papa Kronk. Please welcome our great guest today, Big Papa Kronk.
Well, thank you, sir.
And thanks so much for being here. We're really excited to talk to you there about all of your different endeavors.
A lot of stuff.
And this has been a difficult one to schedule, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're very busy.
A little bit.
You also have, including in all that, he has a day job. Would you believe it?
Yep. Truck driver.
Do you call it a day job? But truck driving, most people don't think of a day
job. I call
it
my real job.
Your real job. Well, it's great that you have so many side jobs, too, there. I want to learn more about you, of course, but we do have one segment that I have to jump into, and I think you'll be able to participate. Do you get a little cantankerous sometimes?
Who's the what's it?
Do you get a little, maybe, well, some people are going to think we're segueing into Brody Tupi here. We're going to go over some David Collins red cards.
Nice.
And our first red card today, I almost feel like I should take back, because he's not very happy with us right now. But our first red card here goes to... Oh, that's our second. I'm teasing there. Our first one goes to Luis J. Gomez today. Are you familiar with comedian Luis J. Gomez?
I think so.
So we had a little back and forth here at the beginning of the year and through the mid-year and through the third quarter of the year where he started a competition. I submitted for it. It was never followed up on. We ended up, after different attempts on social media, just confronting him outside one of his shows and trying to get to the bottom of it. And we did pretty well. And he said, send me a link. Still unable to send me a link. He can't get into his DMs anymore. I've sent enough things, apparently, and he never accepted any of it. So at this point, he's then again this week, interacted with something on my social media.
Ouch.
But he still just won't let me send him a link. He's just messing with me. So I think he's pranking. So because of that, Luis J. Gomez gets a red card this week. Our second red card here goes out to, like I had mentioned before here, I'm not sure if this is appropriate, but Ray DeVito. Because we appeared on his show last week. We did Ray DeVito's podcast. And as soon as we finished, he had to delete the episode. I said, this isn't right. I like my episodes being up after I'm a guest on a show. So Ray DeVito gets a red card this week. Lastly, our third red card here goes to Don Lemon. Don Lemon, who no longer works at CNN, and I used to love watching him every New Year's. He would be the one presenting the New Year's. There was one year where he got his ears pierced live on air. There's one where he jumped out of a lemon cake for New Year's Eve. And he's always getting hammered, too. He's the best, but now he's off. So because he no longer works for CNN, I won't be able to watch his appearance this year. Don Lemon gets a red card. Do you have any red cards you want to hand out?
Drivers. I can't, it's so hard to tolerate anymore.
Drivers. You know, we once gave reckless drivers a red card.
Yeah, that's, well, that or just the lack of respect for us guys that drive big rigs is insane.
Right. Oh, really? What's a good etiquette? What do you think? Is it driving distance? Is it passing? What's
just giving some of us guys room to maneuver. I mean, there's times we got to back a 53 footer into an alley off two or four lanes of traffic.
Right.
And they'll crowd you. They don't give you enough time to maneuver. They're trying to buzz around you while you're trying to do your thing.
I mean, and it would only take you a minute or two to get out of the way.
Not even. I mean, some of us guys like me, I've been doing it 25 years. I mean, I can put a trailer anywhere in like 30 or 40 seconds.
Wow.
Just back off. Uh-oh. Give us the room.
Well, impatient drivers, get a red card this week. Perfect. So a truck driver, too. I forgot about that.
Yep.
You're doing a lot of things. Does it work at all in your favor that you do your frisbee golfing and your strongman? Because a lot of people, of course, they get physical atrophy if they're truck driving a lot.
Well, in my line, it's LTL, so it's less than load. So I don't just take a full truckload of something and take it somewhere. I'm constantly manipulating freight, wrestling freight, bringing it from the back of the trailer. A lot of places we go to don't have docks. So with the strength and size, it actually helps tremendously with, you know, maneuvering pallets that weigh over 2 grand.
Oh, you're loading the trucks, too.
Loading and unloading.
Yeah, I always thought there was somebody else that did that.
A lot of the stuff we're doing ourselves.
Wow.
They'll just set it on the back of the trailer with a forklift or a skid loader and we move it up, or we take the stuff from the front of the trailer to the back to them. And
I see.
It's like playing chess.
Well, I want to learn more about that, of course, but that sound means it's time for our first game today. And our first game today is just for you as a strong man, and that's something else we are going to have to talk about here. It is what you have in front of you, a script. Our first game today is Arnold or Hey Arnold. So we're going to read a screenplay of a couple of these movies or shows, and you're going to have to determine, is that from Hey Arnold or a movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger was in? Are you ready to play?
Sure.
Arnold or Hey Arnold? Perfect. Well, I have my script here in a picture form, so it's a little difficult. But I think for each of these, you're going to read the odd number characters, and I'm going to read the even number characters.
Okay.
So then my grandpa tells me this whole story of our family in this eating contest.
Sounds like you're in, huh?
I guess so. He really wants me to win.
Huh. You can't win. I can eat way more than you can.
Was that Arnold or Hey Arnold? Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie? Or was that an episode of Hey Arnold?
I'm going to have to go with Hey Arnold.
What's making you think that?
Just because Arnold's pretty particular about his diet.
Is that right? I don't remember that plot line of Hey Arnold there. Although I didn't. The only memory I have about Hey Arnold is getting in an argument about what city they took place in. Neither of us were right. It was Seattle.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting? That's exactly right. Hey Arnold. I don't have the episode number, unfortunately. That would have been a good addition there, but that was Hey Arnold. And if anybody else is doing well in these games, make sure you email me, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com. We're going to jump into our round two here. Do you like this game?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger? I'm sure a lot of bodybuilders look up to you. Do you consider yourself a bodybuilder?
Not exactly. I'm more concerned about functional training, not just the way I look. I mean, like when we have to bulk up for strongman comps or whatever, it's, you know, we're eating ridiculous amounts of food. We're doing this. I mean, I train for special events, not for just posing.
Oh, a bodybuilder is more of a beauty contest.
Yes, basically.
Interesting.
Yep.
Why don't we jump to round two here? Now we're going to go do something extremely fun. We're going to play a wonderful game of who is my daddy and what does he do?
Is your daddy a fireman?
He's probably big. Is he a wrestler?
He's a basketball coach.
No, 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 no.
What's the matter?
Oh, I have a headache.
It might be a tumor. That's definitely
Arnold. Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
That's definitely Arnold Schwarzenegger. Daddy Daycare movie.
That's exactly right. Do you know the movie?
Daddy Daycare?
Right. It was Kindergarten Cop.
Ah.
Kindergarten Cop. 1990s Kindergarten Cop. What's Daddy Daycare? That's a Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, that's right.
Or is
yeah,
that Kevin
is.
James?
Yep.
Probably both.
Yep.
Perfect. Well, that'd be a fun game. Maybe Kevin or Kevin. There's a cartoon Kevin, right?
Yeah.
That'd be a good game. Why don't we jump into round three here? Round three. Well, that's that. On to Houston.
He's lying.
Take it easy. He'll call security.
For the first time in my life, I'm pissed off.
Don't do this to me. I got a car to deliver. The last thing I need is a detour to the slammer.
I'm going to make him tell us the truth.
Is that Arnold? Or Hey Arnold? Arnold Schwarzenegger? Or an episode of Hey Arnold?
I'm going to have to go with Hey Arnold. I don't recognize that movie.
That's incorrect. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger in 1988's Twins.
Oh.
Danny DeVito.
Yep, Danny
DeVito.
Speaking
of DeVitos, isn't that interesting? And that was Arnold or Hey Arnold. So we asked about, that's perfect. I asked about this already, about competitive strongmanning. What's your favorite competition?
Probably anything that's a loading medley, something along the lines of like throwing the kegs or the sandbags or
Atlas stones,
stuff like that.
Like an explosive activity.
Yep.
Interesting. I've seen one where they pull a whole fire truck. Do you do that?
Yep, done that.
Really? Are these broadcasts on TV and things?
YouTube. My last couple big ones I did up in Michigan are on YouTube.
Wow.
Any feats of strength.
Things? What's your favorite to watch?
Favorite to watch is probably, I'm going to have to go with log press.
The log press. Describe the log press. I have no idea what that could.
Basically, it's a actual big ass log. I mean, they make them custom made, and then you take it from the ground, hike it up. You'll set it on your lap, and then you flip it up
like
this.
Power clean.
Yeah, power clean, and you press it over your head.
Wow, that's spooky. It must be a lot of stress. To see, oh, is he gonna make it over the top?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool when you see the guys, because there's several different ways to do it. There's the clean and press. There's clean and press away. So once you clean it, you just keep pressing it. Or there's, you know, max effort for how much weight you can do.
I see.
Or like the last one I did up in Michigan, it was how many reps that I could do in 60 seconds.
Wow. So there's a lot of different variations in these competitions.
Yeah.
Do they just pick one before a competition and say, these are the six that we're doing here?
Yep.
Oh, how long do you know advance?
They usually give you like 3 to 6 months at least.
I see. So you're specially training for those?
I'm training. I start training the first. I'll be training for nationals in North Carolina. So I already know what the events are.
So it's kind of like track and field. I wonder, in track and field, there are competitions that involve more than one person. Do you have to ever do a competition with a partner?
We've done different events like that before. And either it's like you'll press one implement, they'll press the other.
I see.
Or they
like a Mario Party game.
Yeah, basically, yep, stuff like that. Or they've done it where you'd have two guys at the same time on a deadlift bar trying to pull up max weight simultaneously.
Oh, wow. And then if one person doesn't pull their weight, you say, you got to go.
Yeah,
wow.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's interesting. So you do a lot of frisbee golf, too. And I'm looking right at quite a collection. Are those your sons?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a ton.
Oh, so it's all in the family, too. When did you start doing frisbee golf? Because as we read earlier, you started your competitions, I think, in 2018.
Yep. And then I started frisbee golf actually about a year or so before that is when I started.
Great.
So I think I'm about 8 years in.
You must have said, I have this great body for throwing things far.
It worked well at first, but now the bigger I am, the worse I throw.
Really?
I mean, I got a guy on my team, Tiny Kronk, he'll be here tonight, but he's like 135 pounds soaking wet with rocks in his pockets.
I see.
But he can throw almost 2 football fields accurately.
So these two things, the frisbee golf, the strongman, do you incorporate these subjects into your stand-up comedy?
I haven't done it too much. I probably should.
But not too much. What would you describe your style of comedy?
Vulgar.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's pretty,
pretty
rated R.
With us.
Yeah, it's pretty rated R.
I see. Do you have a joke that you might give it as an example? I always have a joke. I like to, if somebody needs a joke from me, I might say, you know, I saw a woman walking across the street. I said, hey, lady, you have a tampon in your mouth. She said, hell, what'd I do with my cigarette?
One of the classics I joke. Say quite a bit is, I'll eat ass for hours, but I won't eat the brown spot on a banana.
Oh. That paints a picture.
You sure does.
That's great. And I've seen you also do. You sometimes bring a volunteer on stage. This is a wild type of crowd work.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot of comedians do that. You see magicians do that. You see even people maybe with a prop or something. They pull someone on stage. not a lot of stand-up comedians say, I need a volunteer.
Yeah, I've done that. It's spicy.
It's unique to see. And I've seen you at a couple of these venues here. How do you write your material?
A lot of stuff just runs through my head while I'm driving truck.
Right, of course. That was actually kind of my answer, too. I'm out there, I'm living, and I'm writing things down. You must write it down. Do you write it in a phone? Or do you pull over to write in a notebook?
Usually I try to burrow it into my head. A couple times I'll just record myself while I'm driving, because I can't really text or write anything down while I'm driving.
Right. Are you on camera?
I just use my cell phone.
Oh, well, I mean on camera when you drive.
Oh, no, thank God.
Do they videotape you?
No, thank God.
I've heard a lot of truck drivers have
to deal
with that.
Yeah, they do have that for insurance policies.
Certainly. Well, that's fortunate that you haven't had to deal with that. Do you do a lot of things? I want to ask you about, do you do TikTok? We ask other comedians if they're doing anything on TikTok.
No, I'm not. I'm not on that at all. I'm not that tech savvy.
I see. So it's the tech savvy. Do you have a podcast or anything that you do like that? Or have you done something like that in the past?
I have one. Well, the Tiny Kronk. I have him run my social media stuff for the Kronk page.
Oh, I see.
He's huge on TikTok. He does all that stuff. He's real good.
Oh, that's good. Well, you have so many of these different companies and things. I'm sure you need somebody working those social media.
Yeah, I got
angles.
A lot of right-hand men.
That's perfect. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. We're here with Big Papa Kronk. Do you have any plans for New Year's?
Actually, tomorrow I got to take off at about 6 in the morning. I got a bunch of my guys coming here. We're going to Milwaukee to do the indoor disc golf experience New Year's version. It's all glow. So
that sounds exciting.
There's no lights. We basically play 27 holes of disc golf indoors. Everything's glow in the dark. We have lights and all kinds of crazy. Basically, what it is, it's disc golf meets miniature golf meets ginormous frat party.
Meets cosmic bowling.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that sounds a lot of fun.
Trick shots. You know, we got swinging baskets. We got ramps you got to skip off of. There's a wall that you'll run a disc all the way around the corner, and it goes into a basket on the other side. Tunnels, you name it. You think of it, it's crazy.
That sounds great. What was the name of the venue?
The name of the venue up there is Brookfield Sports Complex.
Shout out Brookfield Sports Complex. Well, we have about 50 seconds. We're going to do our own ball drop today. Unfortunately, we don't have a ball. But we can all do the countdown for New Year's Eve, and then people can remember what it's like on New Year's.
Yeah.
Or what it was, you know, the day before when they watched this.
Nice.
So we have some champagne here. We're going to celebrate. You know, I wanted to do a Black Eyed Peas parody song. I wasn't able to get it done. I had it written down, and I just wasn't able to pull it off in time. Somebody's going to need to help me with this. I think I'm going to run out of time. I think, you know, I got the ticking, but they're probably had at least 30 ticks at this point. We're definitely halfway. Any New Year's resolutions?
Actually, I am going straight carnivore.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year, everybody. Gonna get that open. I think I got Dan McCullough in the back doing an impression for this Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year!
That's hilarious.
Isn't that great? And then they always play this Auld Lang Syne.
Is this a prank, David?
Oh, no, we've seen this before. Yeah, watch out, I have peanut brittle in there.
Snakes will come flying out like that.
A little explosion or something?
Dick in a box.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that'd be good, I should have prepared. I got another bottle of those there for Drive Time David Collins there, too. We'll be drinking champagne at 6 a.m. We're all very much looking forward to that. That's perfect. Is it just a twist-off?
Hey, you want to do it?
All right, let's get it. Be careful. It's not going to shoot off, is it?
You got it. Yeah, just untwist it and...
And it'll be okay?
Aim it, not towards me.
I gotta
me.
Aim it somewhere? We'll put it under the table. That's probably a good
bet,
right?
He's like, aim right at me.
All right. I had it unscrewed for like a full... 2 seconds.
That got me.
That was very...
That's priceless. That's absolutely priceless.
The uh-oh. Well, Happy New Year's, everybody. Oh, it hit the table.
That was hilarious.
Here, pour yourself some champagne.
I jumped a little bit during that.
Oh, I did. Yeah. I seen it coming and I still jumped.
You know, I have some New Year's resolutions this year, but we have it in an email. So I thought we'd just get into David Collins' call-ins and emails.
After you say it.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
I'm emailing David Collins.
Our first email here comes in from Tom in
Cheers.
Sandy Beach. Cheers.
Cheers.
And cheers, David Collins Nation. You know, last year, I took a shot live on air. Made David Collins call-ins and emails very difficult. I was coughing on this shot. Chris Scopo was taking a nap. He was our guest. It was pretty difficult. Tom in Sandy Beach, New York. Hey, David. Happy New Year. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? I'm going to try and learn to play the flute. Well, good luck with that, Tom. In Sandy Beach, I did have some New Year's resolutions, and I thought I'd just put that together and send it over to myself.
Hey there. I'm David Collins, and these are my top five New Year's resolutions this coming year of 2025. Number five, play more pool. I play enough pool as it is, but I actually got a pool table for my birthday
right
this year, so I'm really looking forward to that. Number four on my top five New Year's resolutions this year, drink less flavored water. I already drink enough regular water, so I think I could drop some of that flavored water. Number three, to get a physical this year. I haven't seen a doctor in probably 12 years at this point, unless you count that time that I was going to become an Uber driver. Number two on my top five New Year's resolutions this year, to introduce more extreme sports into my life, like ice skating or rollerblading. And number one, my most important New Year's resolution this year, to laugh, cry, and think every day.
Nice.
And happy New Year, everybody. I hope everybody has their own New Year's resolutions. And even if you don't accomplish it, it's just good to have some goals going into the new year. It's an opportunity for everybody to reset. You know, I had said this in a message. I wanted to send out something in writing this morning to a lot of my listening audience. But I would say this too. You know, there's not many moments in the world anymore that we all get to watch and celebrate simultaneously. You know, maybe we watch a sport game. People even record the sports games now. Shows are reruns. But the New Year's Eve, everybody gets to celebrate together. Every year I watch the New York City ball drop, and then I tune into Chicago and celebrate New Year's with them, and then I step outside and shoot out some bottle rockets.
Nice.
I think that's a great way to celebrate the New Year's. Happy New Year's, everybody. Somebody else who is hopefully having a good New Year's this year, we got a call in from B-Dude. Are you familiar with B-Dude?
I don't know if I am.
We have a Jamaican correspondent on the show, and he likes to call in occasionally, every month or so, pretty consistent. Last year, he won Best Correspondent for our award show, David Collins' 30 and a half hour award show. But this year, we didn't have anything that he was nominated for, but why don't we take a little listen to B-Dude?
Hey, David, a big dude this, a check-in from the sunny shores of Jamaica. Big vibes today, me brother. Because we have a chat about the David Collins 30-minute half-hour award show. What a show, man.
Right.
Big congrats to all the winners. No deserve it. But we have a big up Troy Rigdon and Tom Myers in a special way. Troy come with the fire this year. And Tom, me no know how him do it. But the man always light up the place.
Right.
Me sure say you did enjoy hosting, David. Cause it did look like a real celebration of good vibes and talent. Before me cut, me won't send a quick Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you, the whole team and all the listeners.
Thank you.
Me hope 2025 bring even more laughter, blessings, and good vibes for everybody. All right, David. That's it from B-Dude for now. Keep the vibes alive, me brother. And as always, big up yourself and all the fans. One love and bless up.
Well, thank you, B-Dude. And just like last year, I really did enjoy hosting the award show this year. Although some people were joking, they said, you know, I start off the show, I said, I'm your host this year, David Collins. Maybe next year we'll have a different host. That'd be good. We have guest presenters, but I should have somebody else host the award show. Would you be interested in doing that next year?
I'm interested in doing anything.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Life's short, have fun.
Anything like that. You know, this is at the end of the year, and it's not exactly 2025, so a guest in this slot kind of gets forgotten, and we'd love to include you in some way. That makes sense.
Yeah.
We have one other email that I wanted to catch up on here. This came in from, you know, I had another email that I didn't even get added here. It's from Dominic, who's a loyal listener of ours. And I said something on the live stream the other day, and he must have not heard it. I said, I'm going to get back to you after the new year. Don't worry. I promise. Take my word. He thinks I'm messing with him. But that was an email I don't have included here. There's one other email that I wanted to get included here. This email comes in from Harriet. Loved the award show, but why didn't Jerry get nominated for anything? Harriet. Matt, do you have an answer for that?
Why Harriet didn't get...
Now, Jerry, some people, other people are asking me this too. You know, Jerry used to produce the show, and also he did a lot of editing in the background. We lost him this year, and then he was out working with the Gas Cap Criminal. I think that's really where it lies. I didn't feel like he deserved any categories that might get him included, or something like that.
Oh, I remember the Gas Cap guy.
Exactly. He came back again this October. He stole the three from David Collins' 30-minute half hour show. For a while, it was just David Collins' 0-minute half hour show. Luckily, we've gotten that back, though. But thanks so much for that email, Harriet. Do you take emails? I guess you don't do a show.
No, I get tons of emails, especially really? At the businesses.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, you know, people hire social media people that filter stuff. Do people hire people to filter their email?
You know, I probably should with the amount that I get.
That's an interesting question. I haven't really thought of that. Personally, if you want to email the show, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com, I will be reviewing those after maybe one meeting. That sound means it's time for our second game. And it is a game, again, pretty much just for you. This game is called Frisbee Toss Me a Number. So we're going to give you five names. And out of those five names, you'll have to tell me a number. What number of those names are professional Frisbee golfers? Do you watch Frisbee golf like that?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people who enjoy a hobby like that, they keep up and see who's the best in this, and then they can learn something. So I imagine that you kept up with that. That's perfect. How do you think you'll do on this game?
I should do very well.
Well, I'll be excited to hear. We didn't make it too difficult, I don't think, but I hope people do well at home there. Are you ready to play Frisbee Toss Me a Number?
Yep.
Perfect. Matt, how do you think you'll do in this game? You know a lot about sports. You could just do process of elimination.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Perfect. We'll jump into round one here. All right, everybody, five names, and you'll have to say how many of these names, what number, are professional Frisbee golfers. Mugsby Bogues, Paul McBeth, Novak Djokovic, Holly Finley, Aaron Wiggins. Mugsby Bogues. Oh, you know that one is perfect. Paul McBeth, Novak Djokovic, Holly Finlan, Aaron Wiggins. How many of those are professional Frisbee golfers?
Two.
Wow. Oh, you guessed two, too.
I was going to guess two as well.
Wow.
I don't know who. Is it Paul McBeth?
A guess, maybe.
McBeth and Holly.
Oh, that's great. That's exactly right.
Paul McBeth is Discraft. Yeah. Holly Finley is Innova, I think.
Oh, you even know where they're located.
Nah, that's the brands they throw for.
I see. Oh, that makes a lot of sense, too. You know, we have Troy Rigdon on Drive Time David Collins often as a third mic on the show. He knows all about foosball players. Isn't that interesting? He used to be a semi-professional foosball player in Colorado.
It's a fun game.
It's an interesting subject when you find people that have these interesting hobbies like the Frisbee golf, too, and they know everything about it. It's great. It lets people know. A little bit like your card collecting. Lets people know there aren't a lot of people paying attention to this.
Yeah.
Round two. Do you like this game?
Yeah.
Why don't we jump into round two here? Round two. Barry Schultz, Shaquille O'Neal, Sam Burns, Trent Williams, Kareem Benzema. Barry Schultz, Shaquille O'Neal, Sam Burns, Trent Williams, Kareem Benzema. How many of those are professional Frisbee golfers?
One.
That's exactly right. I thought this one was going to be a little more difficult. You know which one that is.
Barry Schultz. He's actually going to be with me this weekend.
Is that right?
Yep.
Fascinating.
He's going to be at the Indoor Disc Golf Experience that I'm doing tomorrow night.
I never would have expected that to be the answer. Barry Schultz was the answer there. Of course, everybody knows Shaquille O'Neal. But Sam Burns was featured in golf. Trent Williams is a football player. And Kareem Benzema, a soccer player. I thought that was going to be the real trick. Maybe I never heard that name. But that's perfect. Why don't we jump into round three here? Happy New Year's, everybody. It's a great time. That's another thing about Christmas, too, or my birthday, I should say. You know, all these things, you get to say it every day, 20 times a day. You say, Happy Mary.
Oh, yeah.
And then you take a drink.
I suppose I should probably do that.
Not a lot of holidays let you do that. 4th of July, nobody says, Happy 4th of July, and then takes a drink. You have a problem.
Blowing your hand off.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Uncle Larry with the three fingers.
In my opinion, New Year's Eve is the only time that you should mix the two. Round three. David Feldberg, Eagle Wine McCone, Nate Doss, Simon Lizotte, Paul Ubari. David Feldberg, Eagle Wine McHone, Nate Doss, Simon Lizotte, Paul Ulibarri. How many of those are frisbee golfers?
Three. The last three.
Unfortunately, that was not correct, but I did notice that you both went with three there.
Was the second name actually Eagle McMahon?
Eagle Wine or Wayne McHone. McMahone. McMahone. It's a very difficult name, and it starts with Eagle, but the answer was five. Those are all frisbee golfers. But at a certain point, I mean, at that point, we're including eight professional frisbee golfers. You pull anybody on the street and say, name eight professional.
Unless there's some European ones.
Oh, that might be accurate then, too.
I'm not too familiar with a lot of the European guys. I know some of them have been crossing over to the U.S.
David Feldberg. Well, he might be from the Middle East.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's perfect. That was Frisbee Toss Me a Number.
That was fun.
Between the first game and the second game, what do you think is your favorite?
Obviously second.
Oh, that's interesting. Perfect. Boy, I liked that game. Big Papa Kronk, thanks so much for coming on the show today and allowing
blast,
us in your
dude.
Home to record here. Of course. Did you have anything else that you want to say to our audience or anything else? Did you enjoy your time on the show?
Oh, this was an absolute blast.
And of course, just like many of our shows, we'll continue on and go watch Matt Ferry's podcast. I do a lot of watching there, although I guess I have a microphone in front of me, and he does a more straight interview, and we're really looking forward to that. But thanks so much for going on the show. Do you have anything that you want to say to our audience or ask me?
If you're in Dubuque for the third weekend, come to the Indoor Disc Golf Experience at Five Flags. That's coming right around the corner.
If you're near the Dubuque, Iowa area,
and
indoor frisbee golf at Five Flags.
And the Thursday before that, apparently we're going to have a show at the Goose, because that's when I fly in my pro. I always bring him in extra early. We go out on the town, so we'll have, you know, the show down there at the Goose Thursday prior.
Oh, perfect. We'll be looking forward to that. We've been talking a little about it on Drive Time David Collins. They're the Goose, doing an open mic and now starting to do more shows, too.
Yeah,
it's great
Brody's,
that taken
Brody's doing a great job with that.
Of course. Friend of the show, Brody Toopey. Shout out. Boy, what a great episode. That's perfect.
And then probably an early happy birthday to the Wizard. It's his birthday, New Year's Eve.
Oh, is it really?
Yep.
How did I not know that? We shouted him out on the award show. We said good things about him.
Yeah.
As it's deserved. Happy birthday,
Chris.
Happy birthday to the Wizard. Everybody listening, I've been David Collins, and you've been the best.
David
Collins. 30 minutes.
Show with David Collins.